Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlin here again. I trust that we all had a good night's rest, and that God has you woke up again this morning feeling refreshed. It is amazing what a good night's sleep does for us. We see that in our little children as they start getting tired, they start getting crabby. They get upset, and you're just like, well, he just needs a bed. We stick him in bed, and 3 hours later, they wake up, they're a different person. This morning, I would like to share a little bit about rest, physical rest. We know it's important. If you ever tried to pull off an all-nighter, in other words, stay up all night, why, I know for myself, the next day, I needed to sleep. There's just really no going on. I had a friend of mine who stayed awake for 3 days one time. He was in the Army. Before he was converted, he was in the Army. And they were in a battle, and he had to stay awake. It was a life or death situation, so he stayed awake for 3 days, and he said after he got back from those 3 days, they slept for 24 hours straight. So we know that if we go without sleep, we get tired mentally and physically. But this morning, what I'd like to speak a little bit about is physical rest. We know that even Jesus himself needed physical rest. Here's an instance in John 4:6 where it speaks about Jesus was on a walk. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. The sixth hour would have made it about in the forenoon somewhere. I'm thinking around 9. I have my timing right. I forgot to check that, but I think it's around 9. So there we can see that even Jesus himself got tired just from walking. And then here's another time where he's speaking in Mark 6:31, and he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. It sounds like a little bit of vacation. We know that in this busy, hurry up, get this done, get that done yesterday before tomorrow comes. Why, many times we drain ourselves out in doing our own personal things. We drain ourselves, and then we take a little vacation and refresh ourselves. Well, here Jesus was draining himself doing his Father's work. It's quite the challenge for me to realize that, am I draining myself for spiritual reasons? Finishing the verse there, Mark 6:31, he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. We also need to know that the Bible speaks about sleep. We know that we need sleep. In Psalms 4:8, it says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. So there, if you are a child of God, you can lay down, lay your head on the pillow, and close your eyes and say, God, if I don't wake up on this earth, I'm going to wake up in your arms. That is where David, writing the Psalms here, said, I will lay me down in peace. He has peace because he knows God is in control. And then we also know about the sabbatical rest. Why is it important that we take the Sunday off? Now, of course, the Jews would have had the Sabbath, which is Saturdays. But I don't think it's so much important which day you take off. As we know, if I could find that verse. There it is. Mark 2:27, and Jesus said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. You know here that he was contradicting the Pharisees, because the Pharisees had put so many rules and regulations in place on the Sabbath that they could hardly even function. They could hardly even do anything. And Jesus said that that's not how it's to be. Man was not made, Sabbath was made for the man and not the man for the Sabbath. In other words, it's not a day where you have to take off a certain day. But it is a good principle to follow, to take off a Sunday, to rest spiritually. And I'll just finish with this story on the importance of why it is important to rest on the Sunday, on a day that is set aside, set a day aside, to remember your God, to remember who made you, to remember the good things of God. It's also a great time to get together with friends and family. But too often we actually abuse that day of rest, and it actually is not a day of rest. It's a day of competition. We play many games. We play, get together with friends and family and have a lot of fun. It's almost not what God had to, it's definitely not what God had in mind as far as a Sabbath for the Jews, a day of rest. So just challenging a little bit to have a day of rest and to allow your body to rest. But here's the story I wanted to say. You might have heard this story one time before, but there's these two boats where they were heading on a journey somewhere. And the journey was it was going to take them about 6 weeks. The first crew, they were not Christians, and said they're going to run 7 days a week. The second boat, there were some Christians on that boat, and they said, we're going to take off the Sunday. We're going to rest 1 day a week. So as you can figure, they started out, and the first couple weeks, the Christian boat would take their rest. As you can figure, they fell behind. But at the end of the six-week journey, the Christian boat finished, I don't have the exact days, but they finished for sure a day ahead of the boat that never stopped. And basically, there's more stories out there of how there's a country who decided that, I can't remember the country, I think it was Japan, they decided that they're going to work, I think it was 10-day weeks. Instead of 7-day weeks, they're going to have 10-day weeks. And again, their economy just crashed because they were working their people too hard. And if you don't have that time to just allow your body to physically relax, to physically rest, to ponder on the things of God, and to renew the strength, allow your body to physically be renewed, while you will get so tired that your body actually becomes exhausted to the point where you can't even function properly. So I guess the reason for this inspiration is simply to bring into realization the necessity of the Sunday. It's a good principle to keep it. It's a good principle to teach it to your children, to keep the Sunday as a day of rest. And it is actually a scriptural thing that we do need to get rest, and it's a time of resting and just thinking about the things of God. So God bless you and have a wonderful day.